as I used to be, so I'm not going to sit this way. I'm just going to go old school. Thank you so much for having me. I want to do a couple different things. Obviously, with this much time, you know, a whole hour, I'm really looking to do a lot of Q&A. Obviously, a lot of people, you're in this world. How many people here have any idea where my general spiel is about to go? Raise your hand. Oh, not that many. Okay, so I'll do my general spiel. So what I want to talk to you about is a little bit about how I went from running a $50 million wine retail business that I built up to stopping on a dime and building Wine Library TV, a video blog that I do that now has 85,000 viewers each day, 5 days a week, almost 600 episodes. And more importantly, I thought it'd be interesting today to actually, instead of doing the whole like do it, kill it, love it, rock it, do the whole like maybe talk a little bit about how to make money against it, even if you don't have 85,000, even if you have 85 viewers. I think that might have some value. And I also want to do as much Q&A as possible. I expect Zach Johnson to ask several questions. All right, Zach. So let's start with this. My principles of building a video blog or a blog or a business or anything is this. America is a branded society. Everything that people care about is a brand. It's why we see the Nike swoosh, that little half-bit Apple that's on all your computers, rocking all these logos. It's imperative to build brand equity because once you establish brand equity, it's almost impossible to screw it up. I mean, look at Robert Downey Jr. He did everything he could to kill his brand, then Iron Man, and he's killing it. I mean, New Kids on the Block are back. People in here are watching 90210. Brands, once established, have equity. And every single person in this room needs to, right now, while we have the gold rush, build brand equity. That is how you monetize on a very global scale. It's not about finding a keyword that's awesome and then having an offer against it and making some side cash, though that's good. The big thing that you're looking to do is build as much personal or product brand equity. Here's how I view that. First and foremost, how many people here love what they do for a living? Raise your hand. I mean love it. How many people here hate what they do for a living? Raise your hand. All right, dear, let's get focused. How many people here, honestly, without bullshit, because all of you raised your hand, love it to the fact that if this is the last thing on earth, you know, the only thing you could do for the rest of your life, except for seeing your family, good job, you'd be doing exactly what you're not, I mean, exactly what you're doing. Raise your hand. Still a very solid number. This is why I love this kind of crowd. I did the same thing for the Domino's Pizza franchisees a week ago, or Monday here. Like, nobody raised their hand. And then the only thing they got pumped about was when I said, bring back the fucking Noid. And they were like, yeah, they love it. So, if you love what you do, then you're already dramatically ahead of the game. Now, how many people here are killing it and making a shitload of money doing what they love to do? Raise your hand. All right, so now we're going to focus on this. So I had a feeling that would be a pretty good thing to focus on today. You know, to me, everything's about community. I figure we got a small group, we can do a lot of Q&A. I'm just going to break down, fundamentally, the blueprint of how I built Wine Library TV. From 1997 to 2005, I spent $4.5 million in advertising building winelibrary.com. From 2006, February of 06 to now, I've spent about $18,000 building Wine Library TV. Here's what I did. First letter that I want you to write down. C. C stands for community. Whatever your subject matter is, no matter how big or narrow it is, you must spend minimum, in my opinion. Remember, everything I say here is just like when I do my show. Trust your own palate. If you think what I'm about to talk about is full of shit, God bless you. Do what your DNA is. If you love it, good, do it. But here's what I did, and I think it works. C, community. 2 to 3 hours a day talking in blogs and forums and leaving comments on websites about your subject matter. 2 to 3 hours. That means hundreds of posts. I spent 2 to 3 hours a day instead of selling $100,000 worth of wine going into winejunkie.com and saying, Hey, dude, you have no idea what you're talking about. Zinfandel pairs perfectly with quail. 2 to 3 hours a day. It is a massive thing. No spamming. No link is in there. Your name links back to your blog. That's it. That's all you get. I don't want you to control C and control V your domain name. You're out. You're a spammer. You suck if you do that. Yeah. You like that? Answer every single email and respond to every single comment on your blog for the rest of your freaking life. It's what I do for a living. I just flew from New York this morning and had a big event last night, did a wine library TV at the Wine 2.0 thing, gave a keynote that day, I mean, busy, and I did email the entire flight until my stinking air died. I really need that laptop to have a second battery option. It's killing me. I carry 2 laptops because of that damn air. Sorry, you like that guy? You too? I know, man, it's like shit, right? It's like the air, it's so light, but wait a minute, I'm carrying 2 fucking laptops now. That's what happens when you go to New York and San Fran and New York and 4-0 for wine, I'm always more than 4 hours.
You should carry a vial.
I should. So, the community work that you do is huge. By going into those places, you're gonna start building name recognition. So if your subject matter is about anything to do with the technology scene and you're not leaving comments on TechCrunch using Seismic, you're an idiot. An idiot, because it's such a huge opportunity. Huge opportunity, because a lot of people are gonna see that. And especially if you have the chops. If you know what you're talking about, you're gonna win. Everybody always says, how many people have heard content is king? Raise your hand. Solid. Thank you. I like the guy, like at the last second. I believe content is king. But some of you might have heard in other keynotes where I've said, but content is king, but marketing is the queen. And the queen runs the household.
Yeah.
Every time the ladies get excited.
Right.
You could have the best shit in the world, but if nobody knows you, we were watching something on Kimbo Slice the other day. Who knows who Kimbo is? Nice. Yeah. Kimbo Slice is a UFC fighter, not a spy, I don't know what. One of those mixed martial arts fighters. He was well on his way. He was the 4th-ranked linebacker in Florida high school in the nation as a junior. He was gonna kill it. Then Hurricane Andrew came and wiped out his whole town in Florida. And not a single pro scout came to watch him. And that was it. It was over. He was in high school, excuse me, getting recruited for college. Nobody came, he was done. No eyeballs. You've got to bring eyeballs to you. How do you do that? By going into the community and letting people know what you talk about. Answering every email is gonna give you a sticky situation, and that's what you want. You want personal relationships all the way. I mean, there's people out there who, you know, put out their phone number. When I do Ustream sometimes, I ask people to put out their phone number, and I just randomly start calling people, right from my office, until the last time when somebody started prank calling everybody, and they all thought it was me, and then they were sad, and it was terrible. But the connection is the factor. We are human beings. We have all these tools. But what makes us tick is hugging and kissing and groping each other. That's what we like. And that's what you need to do. You have to go to every meetup that you possibly can. This is a fundamental golden rule of mine. You have to. Because that is when you get to put a face with a name. When you really get to find out if somebody's sweet or a straight up dick. This is when you figure it out. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that have personas that are actually quite soft. Lauren Feldman is soft. Trust me, soft. So, the fact of the matter, God, thank you, you're making me pumped. The fact of the matter is this, you need to build brand equity. So, you need to pump out content. If you are not pumping out something every single day, and I don't mean a tweet, people, I mean an actual blog post or video post, then I think you will be out-hustled and you will lose. I believe that with every piece of my heart. Let's talk about hustle. How many people here, work for themselves full-time? Raise your hand. Nice numbers, nice. How many people of those people that work for themselves, now tell the truth, please. Work 6 hours a day. Raise your hand. I'm going to go up the ladder, so at least 6 hours, raise your hand. How many people of the people that work for themselves don't work at least 6 hours? Raise your hand, because there was a hell of a lot more of you before. Tell the truth, it's fine. I hear you. You're smarter than all of us. Very nice. I don't know where all the middle went, by the way. How many people here work at least 12 hours a day? Raise your hand. More than 17. Guy, come on. Bro, you good work. Now you know why I have so many followers. All right. The fact of the matter to me is that hustle is an imperative aspect of this. We are building businesses. Way too many people think, I'm going to make a blog, I have a product, I'm going to do something, and shit's just going to happen. There are so many people like this in this space. We are building businesses. If you want to build a business, you have to work your face off. That's how you win. You have to hustle. And here's what you have to do. Work in the community. You have to put out great content. And this is what I want to focus on before I go into Q&A, you have to find money. How many people here are really struggling with monetizing good content? I mean it, raise your hand. How many people here have more than 5,000 people come a day to their stuff and they're not monetizing at all? Brogan, you're a clown. How many people here are generating $0, actually, in theory, or close to zero with their content? It's fine, tell the truth, it's fine, I hear you, I understand.
Well, do you mean directly or do you mean indirectly?
I have no fucking idea. I just know, do you put money in your pocket? That's what I want to know. Here's what I know. Let me tell people who've got a subject matter what I think they should do. And I'll tell you what I would do if now I come from a different place. I had a business that I already built up and I had the monetizing there, so that was good. But everybody was like, oh, Gary, he's so smart. He can scold. I was like, Gary's so smart, he's selling wine. I don't sell wine. I mean, I do. And I'm sure we get residuals. But by me leaving every day, 13 hours a day working in the wine shop and calling people and selling them wine, we took a big back step. Because I was hustling and selling a crap load of wine. And now I was answering 84 times a day what wine goes with pig roast. So, you know, that doesn't monetize quite as well. What I was building was personal brand, building brand equity, setting myself up for the 50 television deals that I've been offered, setting myself up for the six-figure book deal, for the fees I do for, you know, speaking and consulting. And the brand equity that helped me when AJ, my brother and I, launched this t-shirt website, it got instant credibility and became another business right away. When you have brand equity, you can do something. When Guy did Alltop, we all paid attention because Guy had brand equity. We wanted to be there. I heard about it in 33 hundredths of a second. I typed in wine. I'm like, yeah, bitch, first. Every TV one. So, you know, if Brogan comes out tomorrow with Hawaiian shirts, he's gonna sell a couple. I'm buying Brogues. Brand equity is fierce as shit. You need to build it. You need to become the king or the queen of your domain. Period. End of story. It is how you can kill it. We are in a fundamental gold rush. Main society understands it's coming if they're just not executing. Everybody's like, they don't get it. They don't want to spend money on my blog. The person that's making decisions right now isn't. But if you don't think the number two person behind that person is ready, that 34 young lady executive in Manhattan is ready to drop a G-note on your face for every day you work, it's coming. We just need a little patience. It takes a little time. And you need to hustle. You need to hustle to build great content, never give up, and plow through it. It is imperative, an absolute must if you want to succeed. But if you're not doing what you love, you're dead because you have to work 17 hours a day to kill it. Simple as that. If you're looking to monetize your sites, for the couple brave people that actually said that they weren't and wanted to, which I appreciate, I highly recommend that you Google search terms that matter in your world. I don't want to pick on you, ma'am. I actually want to embrace you and hug you and kiss you. What is your subject matter?
Give me some money.
I will. What do you need? What is your subject matter?
Mostly cause marketing.
Okay, for me, every term that means something in your world, you need to Google that term. Figure out who's spending Google AdWords on those terms and hit those son of bitches up. You need to sell yourself. When I talk to people that want to possibly advertise on Wine Library TV and they come in with like 30 bones an episode and I'm telling them like, damn, maybe more than 15,000 an episode, you know, they get scared, of course, because that's a big difference, obviously. But you need to sell yourself. You need to go out and find your advertisers. You need to go and convince people why your shit matters. there are people that understand, there's more and more people that are starting to understand, and they're gonna do it. It's gonna happen. How many people here want to sell what they do? Raise your hand. Brogan, I'll start with you. We'll go right over. Because I was confused that you did that. What do you want to sell?
Well, I want to sell the education, you know, what I've done so far.
Right, you don't want to give away free content. You want to sell that shit.
Well, I give away tons of free to then...
So then you can sell later. I understand. That's your thing. Awesome hat guy with the orange shirt. What do you want to sell?
ultimately, the company I built.
Understood. Let's talk about people that want to sell their company, because that's what I was looking for, not Brogan's bullshit. I highly recommend, and you need to understand this, and there's a lot of people in this space, and I have no idea if this is your situation, my friend, but people are not, you know, we're in a little bit where there's a couple hitters that make a couple things happen, but the far majority, 99% of the people, are not selling users. You have to have a business that makes money. That's what people want to buy. People buy companies that make money. So if you're planning on selling your company, the quickest way to do that is to make money every time. Every month, make money. A lot of people are like, we're gonna build up users. We're gonna become destination. No, we're gonna flip that shit. That's tough. It doesn't happen often. And it's gonna get rarer and rarer if every bank and inflation and everything else that's going on, right? So while all this is going on, and maybe there's a dip and maybe there's not, there are so many ways to monetize. How many people here sell swag? Raise your hand. Zero? One? You do? You sell swag? What's your name?
Awesome.
Pleasure. How many, what do you sell? T-shirts?
T-shirts,
How's that going for you?
Huh?
How's it doing?
Not very well, but it's good because it's easy.
Understood. So, how much marketing behind your swag do you do? No, I mean actually promoting that people can buy the swag, or did you just put it somewhere on your website and held your breath?
On the website, talk about it, put friends about it.
But not hardcore.
Since that niche is that much of a niche, that there are not even much products that promote it.
Understood.
And the interest is also not financial, it's really to keep it
sure.
Alive.
Understood. How many people know College Humor? Raise your hand. College Humor makes its cash with busted tees. That's why Barry Diller bought them. T-shirts. I highly recommend the quickest way that you can build brand equity is to make swag for your products and sell it. I saw Mark Cuban at South by Southwest. He made a blog post a couple days earlier, and he said, 10 ways to know that you suck shit or something like that. You know, your company's dead or something. And number 7 was have swag and give it away. So I went to this South by bar and there's Cuban. He's got this new band. They're like a fake Disney band. I don't know what the hell is going on. My friend Nate hooked up with the drummer. It was crazy. And there's Cuban handing out swag. So I rolled up on him and said, what up? He's like, you got me. I was like, that's it? Swag is brand building. That's why everybody gives it away. That's why it's always everywhere. It's why I have wristbands. I highly recommend that you don't do it. It's a huge mistake. Guy, you should have all top hockey sticks. People would buy that shit. And the hockey pucks for sure, because they're cheaper.
How many would you buy?
I'm in for 17.
You heard it.
Make a quick buck. I want to get into Q&A sooner than later, so with such a small room, I'm going to pretty much demand that every single person asks a question. And if you don't, then you're gonna have to deal with Brogan's Hawaiian t-shirts. I wanna talk about one other thing. And I wanna go back to it, and that is the patience aspect. I'm consulting for Disney right now. And I live in a very corporate world. You know, I speak to people from Diageo and Budweiser who are now InBev and what have you. I love how everybody in this space thinks that they're all douchebags and they don't get it. You're all wrong. They all get it. They don't run billion-dollar companies because they're clown city USA. They get it, but they have patience, and they know it's not there yet. And they can give you the $5 or $40 or CPM, CPR, well, I don't even know that horseshit. But they understand it's coming. They're not idiots. They see the 14-year-olds standing next to each other, texting each other, not even talking. They know what's coming. They just want to wait because they have deep-ass pockets, and you're going to sell it to them at the right price. So stop thinking you're clowns. Start putting out killer content. Crush it. Work every fucking day for 17 hours. Network. Build a base. Pump it. Kill it. Do it every second you breathe. Network. Sell. Learn. Read. Build a business. And I promise you, if you do it right, you're not going to want to sell that shit. Because you're going to be making so much money, the number's not going to make sense. I believe that with every piece of my heart. I want this space to start thinking about monetizing. I really do. Well, are you monetizing your music show?
Yeah.
How? Don't bullshit me, I will look that shit up and kill you.
Well, the way that I've done is that I do product placement throughout my show.
You do product placement, good job.
Yeah, so it's a free, so the show's free and the content's free, but when you're watching the actual video of my music lessons,
yep.
I'm playing a sponsored guitar, sponsored strings, you know, sponsored pedal,
love it.
And nail stuff, so.
I believe that we're gonna see a lot of this throwback. So here's my thought. My thought is that everything on earth is going to be an affiliate program, right? Every single piece of everything. Now, once that happens, it's not going to really matter that you're promoting something because everything's up for sale, right? So then you're in a place where you can promote what you want. So if you're a brand, Kevin Rose called me, he's going to kill me. Kevin Rose called me the other day. He's like, dude, you will not believe how much somebody just offered me to talk about their shit for 3 minutes on Ustream. I'm like, I will believe, my man. Because this is the world. If you have eyeballs, you can monetize. You need to work on eyeballs. Don't focus on anything else than trying to get the most traffic that you possibly can. And the way you can do that in the easiest way without any money is to become part of the community. Become a valuable person, part of your community. That is so huge. Who here has something niche that's interesting that we can talk about being part of the community with a lot of chat boards and blogs about it? That's not tech. Outside of tech, who's talking about shit outside of tech?
Cigars.
Cigars, who's that? Nice. So, honestly, because I know your shit, how much do you spend talking in cigar forums and leaving blog posts on cigar blogs?
Not 3 hours a day, that's for sure.
How about 3 hours a week and don't lie? Are you or no?
Yeah.
Seriously? Because we're going to go look at it. See, it's trackable. To me, that is such a ghetto way to kill it. You know what I mean? Because everybody's like, well, I don't have the dollars. You can't. You came from a liquor store. It's easy for you. I did a project with myself. I know what I did. You know, look back at my comments. I spent insane amounts of hours. And then when people found my site, and then huge. How many people here have a blog? Raise your hand. Let's just start with that. Okay. I know it's blog or fuck. How many people here, don't lie, have a huge email me button on their website? You would consider huge. Raise your hand. Email me. It is a prominent thing on their site. One person, three, fine. Guy, I'm going to check that. I don't think it's that prominent. Because your grill piece is prominent. Your face is up in there. I hear you. Fundamental mistake. And almost every single person here is doing it. You want to induce conversation at every turn for the rest of your life. It is extremely monetizable. How many people here have something like I have, which is this massive in-your-face, fright-me-up, with links direct to their Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, all that jazz? Raise your hand. A little bit more. That's good, but still a fairly low number. Every single other person, and I don't care if you have a crown on your head and it's a cartoon or whatever you're doing, you need to do it right now. You need to suck people in. That's your game. That's your job. Your job is to create a connection. I am pumped when people ask me what wineries to go to when they're hitting Sonoma this weekend. Do you know how many people do that a day? 90. That's a huge number. Luckily, I got somebody to help me now. You need to create a two-way conversation. How many people here put out their instant messenger wide open? Raise your hand. Brilliant. Solid number. Every single person should. Nothing's better than to have a situation where you're just working and somebody pops up and says, hey, what do you need to do? Now you've done one-on-one. Now you can kill it. But remember, your intentions in that one-on-one is to build your business, not to go drink a coffee with Stanley. Whose name's Stanley in here? Anybody? So, no Stans? Okay. Not his last name? Got a last name, Stanley? What's that?
No.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, to me, you need to find a situation where you can get people passionate about what you're doing. And the best way to do that is to let them know who you really are. How many people here like themselves? Raise your hand. So, I mean, if you like yourself, then how many people hate themselves? You need to monetize that shit, lady. You need to be the I hate myself lady, and you will kill it. And everybody knows it, right? You know it. It has to be authentic. Listen, trust me. Does anybody think I'm thrilled that the first 9 seconds of Wine Library TV is me yelling so loud that 50% of the people that watch it for the first time leave right away? I'm not. I know the numbers. I got the data. But I want to be me. Do you think that I don't get 17 emails for every episode that say, can you please stop talking about the Jets? This is a wine show. I get it. But I have to be me. And you have to be you the whole way. Please. Way too many people are like, oh, Gary, I want to be like you plus I, Justine. That was weird. Plus. They want to be like clones of other people. I'm like, dude, be you. And be every flaw. Well, my favorite video I ever did for GaryVaynerchuk.com was I suck. It's my favorite. And I do. Guys, I was the shittiest student ever. And I'm like immigrant Russian. Every person in our circle that came from Russia, education was the game. Right? We all had to go to college and kill it. My mom was disgusted with her life. Embarrassed. I mean, she was proud of me, but you know what I mean? It was a tough subject matter. But I couldn't be what I wasn't. I was in class trying to sell baseball cards. You know, I was focused. I read the Wall Street Journal and science. So I couldn't give you any knowledge of anything that has to do with science. Not a damn thing. I suck at a lot of things, but guess what? I talk about what I'm good at. And I hope you guys do the same thing. Don't worry about what you can't do. A lot of people are like, well, Gary, but you're so charismatic and good looking and do the video thing, I can't do that. I understand. You can't do the video. If you can't do the video thing, then write. If you don't want to write, then do the podcast thing, you know? You know, talk. Do something. If you're not talking to the world as a blogger every single day, you've lost. You need to hustle twice a day. Once a day, Twitter 10 times, pounce, whatever the heck you want to do. Talk to the world. It's imperative. And talk to them often. And make it a two-way conversation. So many people want to figure out the game. It's about putting out great content and making it a two-way conversation and spending 10 to 20% of your time trying to figure out how you're going to make money. How many people here spend a majority of their time trying to make money? Raise your hand. Keep them up. I want to see how high it is. How many people would consider themselves extremely successful at it? Like everybody was like, nobody wanted to go like. If you're struggling with that aspect, I highly recommend some, this is a very big piece of advice. If you think you have a lot of traffic and you have something that's sticky and it works and you know it, but you're like baffled by the money part, maybe you're an artist. Maybe you're great at what you do. I highly recommend opening your mind to bringing in a business partner. I've seen a lot of people, and it's been hitting me lately, say to myself, you know what? If this person gave up 10 points to a biz dev guy that had stake in the game and believed in this shit, they would kill it. People don't think about that. You know, they don't want to give up part of the action, but they're not great at biz dev. If you're not great at it, you're dead. If you're not born with the DNA to kill it, if you didn't sell lemonade, if you didn't hose, if you didn't do what I do, which was pick your neighbor's flowers and then ring the doorbell trying to sell it back to her, then maybe, that was my favorite. Then maybe, you're not a business savvy person and you need to bring somebody in. Just like I didn't go to Harvard because I couldn't do that shit. So do what you do and think about bringing people in that can do the other stuff. I want to talk about platforms. How many people here use Ping FM? Raise your hand. Hi. Okay? How many people here have no idea what Ping FM is? Raise your hand. Wow, this, you know what? This makes me so happy because I feel like this is a killer. So Ping FM allows you to basically tweet or Facebook status or whatever the heck you want to say to the world on multiple platforms. It's, how many people know what Tube Mobile is? Raise your hand. It's like a Tube Mobile for what's up your ass that minute. So, use it, because it allows you to be more efficient. And then people can see, because I don't even really use it. I'm like mad at myself. I gotta like use it more often. I mean, I'm an idiot. I have it, I use it, but then I'll go to like Facebook status and Pounds and Twitter. Use it. It's tremendous, it's time saving, and you can get your message out to every place that's there. Every place Ping FM allows you to go out and talk to, create an account for it tonight. Period. End of story. Promise? Raise your hand. Thank you. It's a big one. How many people at other people on Twitter? How many people here have a Twitter account? Fucking ass. How many people here at people 50% of the time? Raise your hand. Wow. How about 90% of the time? So I'm serious at people. I think that's a tremendous way. How many people have found it being very successful to connect with people they never thought they could talk to any other way? It's a killer. It works. I spend my life searching Gary Vee on Twitter. G-A-R-Y-V-E. Just in case somebody didn't know you. See what I was doing there? Did you see what I was doing there? I spent my life doing that. I spent my life searching for every person that has anything negative to say about me. And then I address it. How many people do that? Raise your hand. Nice work. I know you do that. Nice work. That is huge. Unless you like being disliked, or you completely agree with the person that called you a douchebag, I highly recommend that if you see something negative, I've gotten so awesome at it. Here's my new thing. A lot of it happens on Twitter, luckily not that much, considering I'm pretty obnoxious and over the top East Coast. I'm shockingly hated, low. I'm pretty excited with the hate level, it's low. I always Google that person's name, because a lot of times if the person says you're a scumbucket, they're not following you on Twitter, it just happens that way. I absolutely always Google that person's name, and Facebook allows you to message them, even though they don't follow you. And I do it every single time. Not because I think it's good business, but I will not allow my mom's tremendous work of raising me, and I mean it, go to waste. And I want to know them. My number one goal is to meet every single person, because I know how I can come across in the first 3 minutes of Wine Library TV. I know how, if I'm over the top, some keynotes I really curse, I've been okay here, you know? That might be offensive, and I understand. I just know who I am. Never, ever, ever lie to yourselves. You know what you suck at. And when people call you out on it, embrace that shit. See? Embrace it. And I do. And I understand why people could have a misconception, and that's why I'm desperate to meet everybody so they get to really know who I am. That works for me. And find out what works for you. Maybe you're very shy. Become the greatest shy guy on earth. Whatever you're about. And everybody raised their hand and said they loved, loved, loved what they did. But you know what? I didn't even question it as much as I love it. I was thinking today, it'd be interesting to be a sportscaster. You know, I love sports. I was thinking about it. I was like, would I just watch sports all day and break that shit down? It's awesome. You know, and so in 2006, I was very happy. I built up my family business. Things were going well. We were making a lot of money. Things were great. You know, and I got 1% unhappy. Because I saw Zay Frank, and I thought that he was happier than me, that he was on to something. And I saw Rocket Boom, and I'm like, okay, this video blogging stuff, this is gonna be big. I need to be a part of it. And so I changed my life on 1% unhappiness. One. So I really hope that all of you that lied, which is definitely some of you, that you're completely pumped with everything, if you say to yourself, but I'd rather be gardening all day, that's what you need to become. The most famous gardener in the world. Right?
Dun dun dun.
I mean, why not? You know how pumped you'll be? I want to focus on one other thing. The New York Jets. They're bugging. What's that? Ah, yeah. It's funny. I love how you call yourself Queen. Ego. What happened was we lost on some bullshit, but the Pats suck too, by the way. We're just terrible. The Chargers are going to rip our faces off, and AJ and I aren't going. One last thing. Don't drink Haterade. Can you promise me that? Thank you. Thank you. I mean that. there are way too many people in this space drinking Haterade. And there's the famous ones, but that's not what I'm worried about, because those famous ones, they're smart. The 4 or 5 people that you thought just now that drank Haterade, they're smart, because you thought of them. They know what they're doing. They're building their brand as the bad guy. Some of them are obsessed with Lex Luthor, for example. I'm talking about the people that legitimately spend time looking at other people that are still not in a place to monetize being the bad guy or bad girl, and are legitimately spending time talking to nobody about being mad at somebody. Spending any energy at being mad at somebody, or like, you're an idiot, or this and that, is the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen in my life. You've just wasted valuable time to hone into your community, right? You've just wasted time. People go around reading these blogs, looking for something they disagree with, so they can talk about that. That is horseshit. If they spent that time leaving comments in their subject matter, they'd be killing it. They wouldn't be so damn angry. So I just wanted to talk about Haterade. Thank you, because I believe in that one. This is a good space, right? Think about all the awesome people that are in this space. And I feel bad. They just lost. It's over for them. And I just feel bad. I mean, I say it to every one of them. When I say it, I'm like, you lost. Sally. I really want to do questions. I feel we'll do it, so let's do it. Can you guys ask questions? Thank you.